بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah, and we have now completed just over half of the surah, and thus far a large portion of the surah dealt with speaking about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, their practices, their characteristics, and how they would go all out to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to use whatever means possible to exert himself, to make an effort in opposing the enemies of Islam, be it those who are openly disbelievers, the kuffar, and likewise the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who outwardly seem to be part of the group of Islam and Muslims, but in reality they do not have iman. So Allah instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O messenger, jahid al-kuffara wal-munafiqeen. Jahid, this word, we hear famously the word jihad, and we all understand the meaning of jihad. Likewise, this word also means mujahada. So one is jihad, one is mujahada, the same root letters. Here jahid is mentioned. So mujahada, mufassirin mentioned, refers to when a person exerts himself, he makes every effort possible in order to remove or repel some situation that is unpleasant, something that is disliked. As an example, a person is overweight and he makes an effort to shed those kilos, to lose weight, then we'll say he is making mujahada, he is making an effort, he is striving, he is exerting himself. So Allah tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, jahid. Make every effort possible. Exert yourself against the kuffar and the munafiqeen. These two groups, the disbelievers, those who are open disbelievers, and those who are hidden disbelievers, they are hypocrites. So exert all means, whatever is possible against them. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions what is meant by this. As far as the kuffar are concerned, jahidhum bisayf. Then of course you will oppose them by means of jihad itself, physically waging war against them, fighting them. As far as the munafiqeen are concerned, the hypocrites are concerned, then it is not possible for you to do this, because outwardly they seem to be part of your group. So, jahidhum bil lisan awil qalam. He says, exert yourself against them verbally or by means of the pen. In other words, establish arguments against them and point out to them that what they are doing is incorrect, although you may not be able to physically oppose them, but oppose them using any other means possible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَغْلُضْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Be strict against them. Be harsh against them. In other words, do not show leniency when it comes to open hypocrisy, when they have been exposed, or when their disbelief has been exposed. Now is not the time to be soft and lenient and tolerant with them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by nature was a very soft person, a lenient person. He was prepared to tolerate a great amount. But once the hypocrisy has now been exposed and revealed, now for the greater betterment of Islam, you will have to be strict and firm against them. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah clarifies why. Their final abode is the fire of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And evil, a place of return, is the fire of Jahannam. What an evil place for them to go back to. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a particular incident that had taken place. There was a person by the name of Al-Julas ibn Suwaid. He was married to a certain woman. She had a son from a previous marriage whose name was Umair bin Saad. Nevertheless, this stepfather, stepson, and Al-Julas would take care of his stepson in a very nice manner. He would look after him, provide for him, etc. Nevertheless, when a few verses regarding the munafiqeen were revealed, then Al-Julas, the stepfather, he made a comment which his stepson heard. And he said that if these verses are true, and if what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying is true, then we have been exposed to be worse than animals also. So when he said this, then his stepson Umair realized that my stepfather is basically confessing to having hypocrisy, to being a munafiq. So he addresses his stepfather and he says to him, listen, there is nobody on the surface of the earth that has been more kind to me, that has taken care of me in a better way than you, and really, you have done so much for me, and I have great respect and love for you, but you have uttered such a statement, if I expose it, then you will be destroyed. But if I conceal it, I will be destroyed. It is now my responsibility to expose this and to go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I will hide and conceal it, then it will be to my detriment. So when he says this, his stepfather Al-Julas becomes so angry, so upset, that he even plans to take the life of his stepson. But you will not tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I do not want this to be exposed regarding me. Umair, the stepson, nevertheless goes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He informs him of what has transpired. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam calls Julas bin Suwaid and he puts the case before him that, did you make these statements? And he then takes an oath in Allah's name that, I did not say this. My stepson is speaking a lie and I did not say anything negative. I did not say that I am a hypocrite, I am a munafiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waits for a short while and this next verse is then revealed, exposing that this is the truth and this is what he has said. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recites the verse to him, and then it is mentioned, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions the narration, that Al-Julas bin Suwaid then says that, O Messenger of Allah, this is true. I did make the statement and Allah has offered the chance of tawbah to me, so I now want to make tawbah and repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So saying this, he now repents, and according to some mufassireen, this would now mean that he is now coming into the fold of Islam completely and he is no longer guilty of hypocrisy. Nevertheless, Allah now mentions this, that يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا. They swear in Allah's name, they take oaths in Allah's name, that they did not make any negative statement. But the reality is, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. They did utter a statement of disbelief. وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ. And they expressed disbelief after having belief. وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا. And they also plotted and planned something which they did not achieve, referring to his plan to take the life of his stepson. And now Allah says that these people who have hypocrisy within them, whether it is Al-Julas bin Suwaid who then later repented, or whether we refer to the broader group of munafiqeen, what is the issue with Islam? What is the issue with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? In reality, Allah says, these people have only been enriched by means of Islam. When they showed that they became Muslims, then this was a sabab, a means for them to gain a lot of dunya. And this was towards the end of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Islam had spread and funds were coming in to the Baytul Mal. So these people were living a very good life in Islam. So why is it that they want to oppose Islam, that they have hypocrisy within them? So in a very rhetorical way, Allah says, وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That their only issue is that Allah has enriched them. Allah and His Rasul have enriched them from His fadl, from His grace. This is the only issue they have. And in reality, this is not something to have an issue about. They should be grateful. They should express their appreciation that after accepting Islam outwardly, Allah and His Rasul have enriched us. They have given us so much. So this is the issue. So Allah says, فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they repent, this will be best for them. وَإِن يَتَوَلَّوْا. But on the other hand, if they turn away, they do not accept the offer of repentance, and they continue with their hypocrisy, يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will inflict upon them a very painful punishment in this world also and in the hereafter. In this world, Allah will cause them to go through difficulty. And Mufassirin mentioned that there was a group of approximately 12 munafiqeen that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had basically told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these people, there is no longer any hope for them. And not only in the hereafter, but even in this world, Nabi alayhi salam then explained the type of punishment that would come to these people and how they would meet their end in this world. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ وَلِيِّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And they will not have anyone to protect them, nor anyone to assist or help them in this world. So this will be the condition of the munafiqeen. But as we explained the incident of Al-Julas bin Suwaid, Mufassirin have mentioned various incidents under this particular verse, whether it refers to him, whether it refers to the other munafiqeen. But on this particular occasion, he took the offer of tawbah, he made tawbah, he repented. Others did not repent, and they would then meet their end in a very painful way. And of course, in the hereafter, they will also have to face the consequences of their hypocrisy, the nifaq. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.